This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's me, The Vern, here for Cinema Recall Unfiltered over at thatmomentin.com. These are the bonus episodes that I put out on the site where I review certain movies and just give you my quick thoughts on them. And on today's show, we have three really great independent features that I think you should all check out. My first one, I'm going to start with this right away. It's a movie called Camino, and it stars Matthew James, Courtney Michael Davids, and Bonnie Gale, and it's about two sort of slackers played by Matthew James and Courtney Michael Davids, and they spend their free time stealing coolers out of vans and boats to get the free beer. And today is a special day because one of the guys, and I think his name is Mark played by Matthew James, well, he recently got his girlfriend / one-night stand, Becky. She's played by Bonnie Gale, pregnant, and so Jack, played by Courtney Michael Davids, he has this idea that we're going to get drunk, and they decide to steal coolers again, but turns out that the cooler they steal this time belongs to a pair of hitmen who are harvested organs, and they are played by Reynolds Washam and Simon Phillips. They are two hitmen right there, and so you have the hitman after these two guys, and you got the cops after them as well. It's a very fun comedy. It feels like it came fresh from the 90s. In fact, if this was out during the days of VHS and Laserdisc, I think this would become probably a cult favorite. This was co-written and directed by Justin Herron. Now, Justin was on our previous episode talking about the flick Moonrise Kingdom. Justin is also host of the podcast, the Casual Cinema Cast podcast. And when I found out that he made a film, I had very low expectations. I wasn't expecting it to be that good, but it is really good. It's very well shot. It's well acted. The story is great. I really highly enjoy that. In fact, let's go ahead right now and hear a small little trailer from that movie, all right? Here we go. All
right, what about Becky?
She's pregnant.
There's only one thing to do now. We're going drinking. Heavily.
Is it empty or something?
Why don't you take a look?
Okay.
You bring to me what's mine in the next 2 hours, I'm gonna be forced to kill this young lady.
Don't. That was partially my fault, but partially yours, all right?
All right, just heard a small trailer from Camino, the new comedy from writer-director Justin Herron. Co-writer of this was John Patrick Hughes, helped write the story. And what I really enjoy about this film is the chemistry between Courtney Michael Davids and Matthew James as Mark and Jack. They have really good comedy timing. In fact, I would not mind seeing another movie with these characters. They take a lot of inspiration from Wayne and Garth and Bill and Ted, and they actually add in their own comedy duos to this. And it's, there's not so much comedy duos anymore in movies. I mean, the last time I've heard of a comedy duo would have to be Tommy Boy or Black Sheep with David Spade and Chris Farley, and I want there to be a little bit more of that. But yeah, there's definitely like a Clerks vibe, definitely Kevin Smith vibe, mixed in with a Tarantino vibe with the two hitmen. You can go on to the site thatmomentin.com and read my full review of Camino, but I highly suggest you check it out if you have an Amazon Prime membership. It's streaming for free on there. Otherwise, you can just rent it for about a few bucks, and I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed at all. So that was Camino, my review of that. Let's move now on to another feature, Small Town Hero. We're going to go ahead and just play a small trailer for Small Town Hero, which I should have done with Kamino. Should play that first of all before I give my thoughts. Like I said before, this is unfiltered. So yes, here's a small trailer for Small Town Hero. All right, check it out.
Cleaning up the streets, and not nobody else is doing it. So fair play, Edwin.
I think it's definitely an inspiration.
You know, I think it's become a bit of a local hero, really.
I had a go at Mick. He owns that, the local shop, and his windows are boarded up. And he said there's no point in fixing them. All the kids smash them, because apparently it's a perfect place for them to hang out, get drunk, and so on. The old people in that close have been burgled that many times. They've got security cameras in their own homes.
We don't need that sort of violence, that sort of threat in our village.
It shouldn't be just down to me. But it is, because no one else takes any action. What do people think of me, eh? The bloke that solves people's problems or the bloke that batters people? I don't know what more I can do.
Oh, hey!
Hey. People think I'm bad or whatever. All I ever wanted was to help this place.
All right, you just heard a trailer for the movie Small Town Hero. Now, this movie stars Simon Cassidy, Millie Reeves, and Moira Leslie, written and directed by Darren Bolton. And this movie is set in a small town in the UK, and it has to deal with this guy named Pip. He's played by Simon Cassidy, who is just fed up with all the crime in his area. And it starts off small. It starts off with a local shop owner being irritated that his window keeps getting broken by drunk teenagers, and so Pip decides to make a stand and stop the kids from breaking the windows. By doing so, he becomes kind of a local hero, and he joins the neighborhood watch community, and he has a local documentary crew come in and film him, and the whole movie is done in a documentary style where the crew follows him around in places. And at first, Pip seems to be doing the right thing. I mean, there's a great monologue that happens in the beginning of the movie talking about how irritated Pip is at moviegoers that talk during movies. And I thought, well, this is great, especially for a film fan. This puts me on his side right away. And it has great moments when Pip decides to show how easy it is to break into people's home and have the film crew film how gullible a person is. But as the story goes along, Pip's actions become more and more darker, and he seems to be attacking people who don't agree with his viewpoints. And this comes to a boiling point when it's discovered that a pedophilia has moved into their neighborhood, and soon Pep is just accusing everybody of everything. I think this is a fantastic movie, definitely a great character study. Simon Cassidy, who plays Pep, is really, really good, because like I said before, he does actions that are questionable, but yet he's a likable person, and watching his descent into madness is very tragic, because you can see there's actually good in that character. Now, I got involved with hearing about this movie because the editor of this movie is a guy named David Brooke, and David is one of the hosts and editors of the Blueprint Review podcast. And so when I found out that they have moved now into movie production, I got very excited, and I'm hoping that one of these days, maybe Cinema Recall can also get into film production. But this is a really good film. I also like all the cast in there. Millie Weaves as ex-wife. Yeah, really good movie. Like I said before, you can find a review of this one by me on the site, thatmomentin.com. Yeah, but anyways, that's my thoughts right here on Small Town Hero. Let's do this right now, folks. We need to do this. We need to play some ad spots from other great podcast shows, and then I will be back with my final review of Hail Satan. Stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, guys. I'm Dean.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're from the IMDb Journey podcast,
where we break down every movie from the top 250 list, giving our own thoughts and reviews and any general discussion along the way.
But when we're not doing that, we also battle other podcasts in various movie-related games of trivia and drafts.
We also give quick reviews about every other film we've watched as well.
Yeah, here we're quite good too.
Yeah, if you guys don't believe us, why don't you listen to these genuine testimonies?
Oh, hey guys, you guys are really good. I love your chemistry.
Oh, hey, brew. This is a good podcast, yo. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, love the banter, guys. Keep it up.
IMDb Journey is one of my favorite podcasts of all time. Ah, fantastic testimonies.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Absolutely genuine and real. And if you want to give a genuine testimony as well, go ahead and search for IMDb Journey. You can find us on all your favorite podcast sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
So come along and join our journey.
Hi there, Damien here from the Damien Riley Podcast. I hope you tune into my podcast. I love talking about movies and everything about them. You can subscribe at this website, thedamienrileypodcast.com. You can find me on iTunes or blueberry.com or really anywhere that good podcasts are served up.
And we are back. Welcome everyone back to the Cinema Recalls Unfiltered Podcast. And I was wrong. Alright, before the break, I mentioned that you can read my review of Small Town Hero on the SaveThatMomentIn.com. That is wrong. That review was actually written by That Moment In's founder, David Dupre. Really great. He definitely gives a high praise to that movie. I have my own review of Small Town Hero on my other blog site, The Vern's Video Vortex, and you can find that at videovortex.wordpress.com. So my apologies to you, David. That was David that wrote that article right there. My apologies. Moving on, our last movie that we will be reviewing on the show is Hail Satan, which is a documentary all about the Satanic Temple from Salem, Massachusetts. That's where Scott started. Let's go ahead and hear the official trailer, all right?
It's a beautiful day here at the state capitol. Great day to be a Satanist. I believe it, and I'm very excited about it.
Hail Satan!
We're not what you think we are.
Satanic Temple was an idea between a handful of people directly confronting authority.
This makes life fun.
State officials have put up a Ten Commandments monument on government property.
Satanists are demanding equal rights.
I am a tax-paying member of Arkansas, and I don't want that there.
They just want to irritate.
The Satanic Temple says, and you also need to put up our monument to Satanism.
As a Satanist, I believe that confronting injustice is an expression of one's satanic faith.
You see Christian theocracy just creeping itself into our government, and it is our duty to stand up to this.
We want people to evaluate the United States being a Christian nation. It's not. We are supposed to be a nation that doesn't allow the government to dictate what is appropriate religious expression.
Satanists sue Missouri.
If we're being sued by the Satanic Temple,
we gotta be doing something right.
It's our goal to shut down their agenda, which is to bring death and destruction.
You guys please are horrible people.
Is this how everyone that's different is treated?
It is out of not only Satanism, but patriotism that I am motivated.
Satanism is looking out for the other, because we are the other.
I am following a code of ethics. Having fellowship with brethren, why can't that be a religion?
We do indeed invoke Satan.
We have gone from 3 people to 50,000.
There's no doubt that this is my life's work.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Not bad.
All right, so as you can tell from that trailer, Hail Satan is about the group known as the Satanic Temple, and what they are about is separating church from state. Apparently, there is a right-wing religious organization that wants to put up the Ten Commandments on government grounds, and the Satanic Temple believes that if they're going to put forth Christian ideology on government property, they should be able to put their symbol, the Bahiphomet, on their the government's property as well. And the whole documentary just basically shows how much Christian ideology has been put forth throughout all of our years. Remember the Pledge of Allegiance? How would I say that every day at school? The whole thing about In God We Trust on our money. And I think it's a really great thing that these individuals are standing up for their freedom. And not just freedom for their religion, but freedom of all religions. and they have a very much a moral code, and you would think that the whole point of the Satanic Temple is they go to churches and kick over gravestones and, you know, deface property, but no, that's not what they're about at all. When they do have protests or demonstrations, they do everything legitimately by the book. In fact, the only thing that you could say was defacing a gravesite, and it really wasn't at all, is that they went to Fred Phelps' grandparents' website. Now, if you don't know who Fred Phelps is, he's a guy who brings his followers to, I guess, funerals of gay soldiers or gay people and tell them that they're going to burn in hell. And that's what his crew does. So what the Satanic Temple did is they went to Fred Phelps' parents' gravesite and had a bunch of the people from the LGBTQ community kiss over their gravesite. So, you know, men and men, women and women kissing, and they say that by doing that, Fred Phelps' parents are now gay in hell. All right, so yeah, they do these demonstrations like that, other things. They just did a really good job of teaching you about having an open-mindedness to other communities as well. I can't really say much more praise about this than that, but I just liked everything that they do, even when it comes to the topic of abortion, because they feel like that the babies have become somewhat fetishized within the Right to Life movement. So they'll put on ads where they actually have BDSM, like they wear like BDSM outfits with baby masks and do like events in front of a huge protest of abortion rallies. I think it's great. I love what they do. And what they're trying to do is basically say to folks that your government and church should not be together. And too many times, especially with our politics, church and government are hand in hand a lot of times. And what the movie Hail Satan and the Satanic Temple is teaching us is that that should not be the case. And they are not against religion at all. And I'm sure like a lot of sites and talk shows will try to say that they are, and that's not the case at all. You can definitely learn a lot from this. I wrote a small review on the site, thatmomentin.com. You can definitely read it there. But I gave this one high praise. Really just enjoyed the hell out of this feature. No pun intended. So Hail Satan. Definitely got to give that one a bit score. So basically recapping here. Camino, I believe I gave that one 4.5 stars. I did not rate the review of Small Town Hero, but if I had to rate that one, I would still give it like 5 stars. That was a really great one. And then Hail Satan, also 5 stars. Yeah, but anyways, I didn't mention this before, but I think Small Town Hero, I believe you can rent that online through Amazon. Hail Satan is still playing in theaters, and I highly suggest you check that out. But that's going to wrap up this quick bonus episode of Cinema Recall Unfiltered. Thank you very much for kind of joining with me for these few minutes of reviewing those features. As always, you can follow me, the Cinema Recall Podcast, on Twitter, at @cinema_recall. We are on Facebook, just type in Cinema Recall. We are also on Instagram, just search Cinema Recall. I think we're still Cinema_Recall on Instagram as well, so check that out there as well. All of our episodes are on the site, thatmomentin.com. You can also find us on Stitcher, Podomatic, Podbean, Player FM, iTunes, pretty much everywhere you can find your podcast, listen to the app, to check that out. But I gotta go right now. It is late. I will be back, hopefully, next week after Memorial Day for another Terror Tuesday episode, and then we're most likely going to be taking a little bit of a break, alright, at least until I get moved. But anyways, folks, that's it right now. Good night, see you later, goodbye.